I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, trashlings, and welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine, and oh my god, the uncancelable is being canceled, I think is what's going on, right? Lizzo, the chickens are coming home to roost. She's getting sued.
She's getting sued. I mean, I'm really glad that you have a background in journalism. You are no longer practicing, although check out our blog, everybody.
I am practicing. I have a new
job.
And spacetrash.co is a journalistic venture. Do not get it twisted.
Well, that's why. Did you see what I texted you this morning? You can take the journalist out of the industry, but you can't take the journalist out of the girl or something dumb like that. But yeah. I love spacetrash.co. It's the greatest site of all time. Check out the blog. Join the Patreon even. That would be cool.
Yeah, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast and read our content at spacetrash.co. I've got mouths to feed. I am running out of money, fam. I need your help. So
we are so grateful for your help.
Yes. Yes. What a great way to say it. You can tell she's the life coach. Talk about Lizzo today. We're going to talk about Ari tomorrow, probably. So Send us all your questions about Ariana. Lizzo being sued. We're going to do the summary and then the astrology. So we're going to learn what in Lizzo's chart maybe made this happen. But I am going to say, when I read about this, I was actually not that surprised.
What? No.
Because I interviewed Lizzo once at the very beginning of her career. Well, when she was not at the very beginning of her career, because I'm sure she's been at it for decades, but like when she was first starting to pop off a little bit, way before she was super mainstream. And she was not nice.
Really? Wait, give us any, like, what do you mean? I'm dying for the tea. Tell us whatever you know.
You know, I didn't take it personally because a lot of people hate journalists and That's very short-sighted and not smart of them, especially when they are trying to get fluffy good press for their career.
You would literally think that journalists would be like the most buttered up in the industry. Like, what an oversight on the part of celebrities. Like, wow, way off, guys.
I know. But yeah, she wasn't friendly. She just didn't have that much time for us. It was me and another girl. We were there backstage at I forget what festival it was. She just was
a little salty.
She didn't give me anything. She was a little salty. She was a little cranky. And I just chalked it up to, like, you know what? I really liked her music at the time. It was before her music started to sound completely like a Yoplait commercial, which I did not make up. Other people have said that many times, that she makes music for yogurt commercials. But it was in the beginning when her music had a little bit more edge to it, I thought. And I really liked her. And I was just like, you know what? She's in the zone because she's performing at a giant festival. Maybe she had a bad day. Whatever. But then hearing that she could be a little bit prickly to her dancers, allegedly, I was like, okay, I think I experienced that. And again, it's fine for me, but I didn't work for her, so...
Right. But you're going to, I can't, we'll do the drama first, but you're going to laugh when I tell you about her chart.
I'm excited. I'm pretty sure she's a Taurus, right?
Oh, she's a Taurus, baby. Another Taurus dictator on our hands.
A Taurus dictator. Taurus is the sign of dictators.
Putting the dick in dictator. And I don't mean penis. I don't mean a penis.
No, you mean the bananas out of dancers' vaginas that she allegedly made her dancers eat. Okay, so I'm reading this from NBC News. They seem to have a really good non-paywalled summary of this whole lawsuit. So three of her former dancers are suing her, accusing her of sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment in a lawsuit filed Tuesday. They allege that she pressured one of them to touch a nude performer at an Amsterdam club.
Unacceptable. And
subjected the group to an excruciating audition after leveling false accusations that they were drinking on the job.
Also, like, who is it? Like, if you're going to strip clubs, you better be drinking.
I know. I guess it was drinking on the job, like while they were at rehearsal or something. But I don't know. A lot of this sounds, and this is going to sound like I'm making excuses for her, but I'm not. But I did immediately need more details because I was like, this kind of sounds like a super duper casual work environment that just tipped a little bit too far into casual. And I don't know how to judge it, but that was what I thought. And then reading it, it's like, okay, I can see maybe where this is definitely too much. So they say that she weight shamed someone, and
which
she
is one of insane.
One of the dancers, yeah, and later berated, then fired that dancer after she recorded a meeting because of a health condition. So one dancer who's name is something Rodriguez. Sorry, I'm not going to lose my spot by scrolling up to find her first name. I'm so sorry, but
we wouldn't dare.
Yeah, Rodriguez complained to the manager about the decision to publicly fire Williams, a move that Lizzo repeatedly raised with the dancers during an April 27th meeting, during which she told the group she had eyes and ears everywhere, according to the suit. So basically, they fire this dancer, Williams. Lizzo is like, I've got eyes and ears everywhere, kind of a little threatening, you know, as if to say, you all could get fired at any time.
I mean, so threatening. That's like mafia shit.
Yeah. So during that same meeting, Davis, I guess another dancer, recorded the meeting because she suffered from an eye condition that sometimes left her disoriented in stressful situations, the suit says. Days later, Lizzo held an emergency meeting and had security employees confiscate dancers' phones, the suit states. Lizzo became furious, hurling expletives at the group, and stated that she was going to go around the room person by person until someone told Lizzo who made the recording, the suit says. I don't know how she figured out about the recording. Davis acknowledged recording the meeting, saying she wanted to have a copy of Lizzo's performance notes, the suit says. When Davis said she hadn't meant any harm and that she deleted the video, Lizzo allegedly responded, "There's nothing you can say to make me believe you." Quigley and Lizzo, that's her her creative director who is also being sued, then took turns berating Ms. Davis. After castigating Ms. Davis, Lizzo fired her on the spot. Before Lizzo left the meeting, Rodriguez told her that she felt disrespected and would resign. Lizzo responded by cracking her knuckles, balling her fists, and using an expletive to tell Rodriguez she was lucky.
She's lucky she didn't punch her. Is that what she was
saying? Yeah, I guess. Lucky she got the job in the first place. As Rodriguez left, the suit says Lizzo raised both her middle fingers and yelled a slur.
No.
She's like cartoonishly dictatorial.
Well, it's also like talk about like projecting. It sounds like somebody else might be drinking. Like this sounds like wasted, like, yeah, this is like Jersey Shore shit. Like, yeah. She sounds drunk.
It says the suit alleges false imprisonment against Lizzo's production company because a member of her security detail allegedly forced Davis to remain in the room after the meeting ended so he could search her phone for the video. I mean,
could have even been in the video? If you're having meetings that are like that top secret, of course, Lizzo saw the video. She has eyes and ears everywhere. One of my other eyes saw the video.
I think she was cursing the whole team out because she had just fired someone and she was saying like, basically this can happen to all of you. And that's what was on the video. So the dancer kind of was lying. It seems maybe that the dancer was like, oh, well, I just was taking notes of your performance notes. And it's like, well, obviously there was some sensitive stuff on the video. Like, so not the coolest move, possibly illegal depending on what state you're in, because in some states you need both parties' consent to record any interaction. So I don't know, but also don't curse off your employees.
No, don't curse anybody off.
Don't curse anybody off. I mean, if someone like rear ends your car and then tries to blame it on you, you can probably curse them off. But like,
all right.
Yeah. That's crazy. So she fired someone for that reason. She made some fun of someone's weight. She privately weight shames her dancers and demeans them in ways that are not only illegal, but absolutely demoralizing, the lawyer said in a statement. The suit accuses Lizzo of calling attention to the dancer's weight after an appearance at South by Southwest Music Festival. The singer and her choreographer later told the dancer, Ariana Davis, that she seemed less committed to her role, a comment the suit describes as a thinly veiled concern about Davis's weight. That's a bit of a leap.
Right. If she was like, you're too fat to work at the fat dance camp or the fat dance troupe, that's one thing. But that's right. That seems like Davis is assuming a lot. Unless she said you're too fat for this, you're too fat for fat dance troupe, then that's not really what she meant necessarily.
Yeah, I just don't think, I don't know. That one's not as cut and dry.
Wait, read it again. So she was saying you don't seem as committed.
Yeah, she said she seemed, quote, less committed to her role. A comment.
But how is that weight shaming?
Right. The suit describes as a thinly veiled concern about Davis's weight. Well,
thinly, a fat chance that that's what she meant. Thinly veiled or fat chance.
Yeah, I just think that one is a little bit of a stretch.
No, I want to hear her calling them cows. And then that's what she meant.
Yeah. So then they go to the strip club in Amsterdam. And Lizzo allegedly began inviting cast members to take turns to touch the nude performers, catching dildos launched from the performers' vaginas and eating bananas protruding from the performers' vaginas, the suit says. Lizzo then turned her attention to Ms. Davis and began pressuring Ms. Davis to touch the breasts of one of the nude women.
Is that legal? Isn't it illegal to touch anybody at strip clubs?
Not in Amsterdam.
Oh, right. That's why you go.
Yeah, Davis declined, according to the suit, and Florida. And Lizzo allegedly led a chant goading her to do so. After Davis declined three more times, the chant grew louder and more strident, demanding a visibly uncomfortable Ms. Davis engage with the performer. When Davis eventually acquiesced and briefly touched the performer, the group burst into laughter, the suit says. Afterward, Lizzo allegedly pressed a member of her security staff to get on stage and began yelling, "Take it off," according to the suit. Plaintiffs were aghast with how little regard Lizzo showed for the bodily autonomy of her employees and those around her, especially in the presence of many people whom she employed. A week later, after a show in Paris, Lizzo invited her dancers to a club so they would be able to learn something or be inspired by the performance, the suit says. But Lizzo failed to mention when inviting the dancers to this performance was that it was a nude cabaret bar. The suit described the performance as artful, but the plaintiffs were shocked that Lizzo would conceal the nature of the event from them, robbing them of the choice not to participate. Okay, that's not the same thing as being forced to touch a stripper.
Also, like, robbing her of her chance to participate. It's like, what?
You're sitting in an audience watching people.
You're at the show. Right.
Yeah.
But that's what it is.
Yeah.
They're participating.
I can see why that would make people uncomfortable. The Amsterdam stuff is way worse. That is just, like, the way they describe the Amsterdam stuff is, like, it sounds like a person who is getting off on making her underlings do sexually humiliating things in public. Like, that is pretty cut and dry, right?
To eat a banana out of a working stripper's pussy in front of people is, I would leave.
Yeah.
No job that I had would be worth, and then to be ridiculed for it. Like, everyone's laughing. It's like, fuck this.
I know. I mean, it's not really fair to say what we would do, though. It's kind of like the Jonah Hill situation, because we don't know what kind of, like, what the backstory is of these people's relationship to her, or how bad they need the money, how bad they need the job. Also, she's probably framing it as a fun after rehearsal bonding activity. And then it just slowly turns into this fucking crazy debauched, like, borderline sex crime. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. It's you know? Really, like, it's I mean, even more than just, like, the lawsuit, these being like the BTS when you tour with Lizzo is like, rah! Especially because doesn't she have, like, a reality show? Like, put this on the show.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, also, I think this is probably pretty similar to what has gone on historically with, like, big musicians and what happens on tour and stuff like that. Like, music people are known for sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but right. It's just that now we're in an environment where that doesn't really fly anymore. So, especially if you are sort of the reigning queen of yogurt music, you know, like, she is, be yourself. No one can put you down. Do what you want to do. You're valid. And then, like, this is what's going on behind the scenes is kind of like, oh, whoa. It kind of makes it seem like, in all of those songs, she's talking to herself only. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, yeah.
She's, it's kind of like Kanye, I am a god. It's like, I'm the person who I actually do believe I'm this awesome and everyone should do what I say. Not everybody, just me. Like, I think that's kind of the lens we have to look at her music through now, right?
I feel like this is all projection. Like, maybe back in her early Houston days or whatever, somebody like, no, we go to strip clubs and like, they made me do this. So someday I'll make you, like, it just seems so like, and it seems like she hopefully is drunk this whole time. It seems like based on what they're doing on tour, she might not be totally ready and willing to do the best work she can. Like she might be a little bit uncommitted. I don't know. This doesn't seem like someone that's super committed to doing the best work she can on tour. I don't know. It seems like she's talking to herself.
I don't think she's talking to herself. I don't think she's insecure. I think she genuinely really, really believes she's better than everybody. Like that was kind of what the impression I got when I was talking to her. Like she was like, wow, who is this idiot reporter and why do I have to talk to her?
Well, you know, like, why though? I just Googled it just out of curiosity because I was literally like, where did she get her stuff? Who traumatized her into eating bananas out of people's pussies and like catching dildos on the fly? I am shocked to find out that she got her big break because Prince saw her perform and put her on his 2014 song, Boy Trouble.
Wow.
So maybe because Prince discovered her, she's like, I'm in that echelon. And it's like, okay, yogurt.
No, I think she probably just has that born into her. I'm saying it's the chart and you're saying, right. I'm saying it's nature and you're saying it's nurture. I just think she is.
I think this is like crazy. Like this is so like mean.
Yeah, it's really mean. And I think you have to be a little bit delusionally self-confident to get as big as she's gotten on the national stage. And it would make sense to me that she's just always been this way. And because she's a bigger girl, that self-confidence felt politicized and socially important. And like it had a bigger message, pardon the pun. And I just think actually she's just like, she just thinks she's better than everyone else. She doesn't think that like big girls are necessarily better than everyone else.
She just thinks she happens to be bigger, but she's Lizzo.
Yeah. And like, okay, cool. So I guess the world is latching onto this and they're finding me inspirational because I'm a bigger girl and I'm so confident and I'm also a smart businesswoman. So let me pretend this is my cause celeb. Let me pretend that I'm just sticking up for all the big girls.
Right.
And I'm really only sticking up for myself. That's what my read is on.
Right.
Like what to extrapolate from this.
Yeah, you might be right. Well, and also, I mean, when we get to the charts, like she has a huge Taurus stellium. So like she does have big dictator energy.
Yeah, big dictator, BD, yeah. Big dictator energy. there's a few more allegations that I just want to go through. Some of the people who are suing say that the comments were charged with racial and fat phobic animus that were made by touring company employees. So they're saying that they felt that they were being racially discriminated against in certain instances. In one instance, the former dancers asked to be compensated for their downtime at a rate of 50% of their weekly pay. An accountant allegedly responded to the request by offering 25% and scolding them for being, quote, unacceptable and disrespectful. Only the dance cast, comprised of full-figured women of color, were ever spoken to in this manner, the suit states. So that's, again, hard to...
Lizzo. That's saying Lizzo's team.
That's her team. And it's also,
which is still crazy.
Yeah, but it's not provable. It's just what they're saying.
Right. And also there's no like quotes. Like there's no quotes. And like exactly like you said, when it's like she fat shamed me by saying that I didn't seem all in. It's like, well, that's sort of a
We have to understand that we're reading the lawsuit, which is gonna be incredibly one-sided, and they are gonna use a lot of really florid language to try to get their point across. And then if it ever does go to court, that's gonna be a time when, you know, the opposite side is going to pull up someone from a different department to say, no, we were all told we couldn't get downtime pay. You know what I mean?
Right, but also like even just in general, like per diem is probably a legal thing. Maybe it's not, but I feel like every job I've ever had, like as a traveling, like commercial producer, I always got per diem. I've never not gotten per diem.
Right. But they're saying they should have also gotten per diem on their downtime as well, I think.
But so I did too. Like if I was going on a trip for days and there was like one day I wasn't working, I would still get a per diem.
Yeah. I don't know.
But either way, it's just like, but also that would be contractual. Like that's not something that you would fight about after the fact. It's something that when you were signing your contract, right, you wouldn't be like, hey, by the way, could you keep paying me now? And it's like, wait, we signed a contract.
Yeah. And I also think that it is a dick move for an accountant to call you disrespectful for asking for more money.
Oh, that's totally.
That is a quote. Unacceptable.
Do you get paid, accountant?
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
You do? Oh, okay. So well, then you get it.
It is a dick move. It's just that the next sentence is hard to prove, that only the dance cast comprises of full figured women of color were ever spoken to in this manner. Like they're trying to put this onto they're trying to build the case that there was fat phobia and racism. And it also goes with the, you're not as dedicated to your role. And then the woman taking right. that as fat shaming. It's just none of this yet is really sticking for
the
me.
Move. It's not sticking the landing.
The other landing. Stuff, obviously, yes, but it's just some of the allegations. But this is what you do when you file a lawsuit. You right. put in as much ammunition as humanly possible, and maybe like more information will come out that will buttress the claims a little bit better. There's a religious harassment allegation connected to Quigley, the dance captain who also worked as a judge on Lizzo's reality show. According to the suit, she preached her Christian beliefs and took every opportunity to proselytize to any and all in her presence, regardless of protestations. After discovering that Davis, one of the dancers, was a virgin, Quigley, who's the co-defendant in the lawsuit along with Lizzo, discussed the subject in interviews and posted about it on social media. And when cast members asked her to stop pressuring Rodriguez, whom Quigley regarded as a non-believer, about her faith, Quigley responded, "No job and no one will stop me from talking about the Lord." Yeah, that's insane. You can't do that.
But also, wouldn't a Christian be down for abstinence?
I don't think she was disparaging this one dancer for being a virgin. I just think she kept talking about it.
Oh.
Like she might have been talking about it in a positive way, but still, you can't do that.
Well, right. It's just really weird.
It's weird. It's invasive. It's none of your business if one of your employees is a virgin, and certainly not your place to talk about it.
Make it a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, this seems like 100%.
Jesus wouldn't. What would Jesus have done? Not mentioned your sex life.
Yeah. She posted today, this woman Quigley, a response to the lawsuit. And she was like, "Oh, I just know that God loves everybody and God loves blah, blah, blah." She just kept talking about God. It was so weird. And my former intern friend of the pod, Taylor Winter Wilson, posted it and was like, "Oh, she did it." Like if your first reaction to getting sued is to go online and talk about how much God loves you, I believe every allegation against you, because that is weird ass behavior.
Agreed.
So yeah, I think that's probably pretty open and shut that they can get some sort of judgment or money from her for this religious weirdness, because you can't do that at work.
I just think it's really ironic that it's like obsessed with someone's virginity and such a Christian. It's like, bitch, pick a narrative.
No, Sarah, she wasn't obsessed in a bad way. She just kept talking about it.
Yeah, but that's still not like a Christian thing to do.
For weird Christians, yeah. Okay, yeah, I see your
point. Do you know what I mean? It's like their whole thing is like purity culture.
But she might have been saying, "Wow, look at this great dancer. She's a virgin. Isn't that amazing?"
Oh,
which is still not.
Oh,
cool.
That's still so weird. Right. Yeah. It's just so like, weird. It's
we
so
don't know
weird.
What she was saying, but just to talk totally. About it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is not cool. The drinking allegations, Lizzo said that she thought the dancers were drinking before performances. The dancer named Williams lost her job days after she spoke up at a meeting in which she challenged an assertion from Lizzo that the dancers were drinking before performances. The day before, Lizzo had told the group they would have to audition again, a move that prompted what the suit described as an excruciating 12-hour rehearsal. Nothing needs to be rehearsed for 12 hours. Like,
no. Isn't that like against labor laws?
It's got to be, yeah. If Lizzo was dissatisfied with their performances, the dancers would be fired and sent home. Well, I mean, that's an audition.
Right. I guess they're saying, why would we have to re-audition? We're on tour.
Yeah, they're re-auditioning. But I mean,
because you're claiming we're drinking and I told you that we weren't.
Yeah, but I think you're still allowed to. It's America. You're still allowed to fire people at will for any reason, you know. But in Europe, you can't. In the UK, it's really hard to fire people.
Wow, I'm moving to Europe. I always get fired.
So, oh yeah, then she Peter Pants this dancer because she was so scared that she'd lose her job if she went to the bathroom. So she soiled her pants.
Oh man.
She was given a see-through outfit with no undergarments to finish the performance.
What?
Holy shit.
No pun intended.
Oh my God. Lizzo raised the issue again the following day, the drinking. Williams responded saying the dancers didn't drink. The singer then allegedly offered what the suit describes as a mocking reply. Well, if you're not, then good for y'all. Okay, whatever that means.
Not like, sorry, I was wrong. I was under the impression that you were all drunk.
Okay, well, if you're not, then good for y'all. Okay.
Okay.
Weird. I don't know. That's weird. I think if you
good
think
for people, you, you're not drunk. It's like, yeah, the whole thing is just odd.
I think if you think people are drinking on the job, you're allowed to ask about it.
Get a breathalyzer.
Yeah. Well, that would also be part of the lawsuit then. They would be like, it was so humiliating. We were breathalyzed. So that, yeah,
that
is
at least sort of would make sense in terms of like just actually getting down to the brass tacks of it all.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I just think, I think this drinking thing is not as cut and dry as some of the other stuff, you know, where it's like, if people think you're drinking on the job, they can ask you if you were drinking on the job.
Totally.
You know,
they should.
And, but okay. Anyway, I think that's pretty much everything. So.
Whoa.
It's crazy. And then I found something. I mean, it just sounds like Lizzo is like dictatorial. That's it. She's just, it seems like she is just really, really exacting and strict and not that nice to her employees, according to this lawsuit. And some of the things in here, I think they're probably going to settle out of court. I think that a lot of the stuff is compelling enough for them to get a pretty decent lump sum. Some of the stuff is throwawayable, I guess.
Well, they would just have to have like, I mean, I get where somebody might want to video if this shit really is going down, because you would need proof.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It would you can't just be like, she was saying this and that. It's like, when? Show us. Tell us.
Right.
Do you have other people agreeing?
Someone else did agree. Great segue. A woman, filmmaker Sophia Nally Allison, says she dropped out as director of Lizzo's documentary in 2019 after facing mistreatment from her.
Oh.
She is not involved in the lawsuit, this woman. She said, I usually don't comment on anything pop culture related, but in 2019, I traveled a bit with Lizzo to be the director of her documentary. I walked away after about 2 weeks. I was treated with such disrespect by her.
Whoa.
I witnessed how arrogant, self-centered, and unkind she is. I was not protected and was thrown into a shitty situation with little support. My spirit said to run as far as you fucking can, and I'm so grateful I trusted my gut. I felt gaslit and was deeply hurt, but I've healed. Reading these reports made me realize how dangerous of a situation it was. This kind of abuse of power happens far too often. Much love and support to the dancers. So again, this is someone who has no skin in the game. No one is linking this woman's name to Lizzo. She's not involved in the lawsuit, but she feels that she was treated so badly that she needed to weigh in and risk being sued for defamation just to be like, yeah, this lady is the fucking worst. So, and I think there was one other person who also weighed in a similar way. So it's not looking good for Lizzo.
It's not looking good for Lizzo. I would love to hear from the dancers in Amsterdam what their experience was. Like that, I would love a confirmation from them. And yeah, I mean, I guess if this woman who did all of this work and dropped out of these big opportunities just to separate herself from Lizzo does feel the need to co-sign this lawsuit, it is pretty damning in whatever way. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's been there's been a lot of fallout like that. Something that I'm sorry, this is so cartoonishly awful that it did make me laugh.
What?
And I know people are going to be offended by that, but it's just super villain stuff. It's so mean that it's like you kind of have to laugh because you don't know how else to react.
Yeah.
This woman, Ola Ojewumi, says, I defended Lizzo from racism, misogynoir, and fatphobia in the past. I hesitated to discuss my personal experience with her and her team at a concert. I was trampled by a man in my wheelchair at her DC show in 2017. They saw it and brought him on stage with her.
Wait, what?
This woman is alleging. So she uses a wheelchair and she was sitting at the concert. She said a man trampled her in her wheelchair at the DC show. Lizzo's team saw it and specifically invited that man to sing on stage with Lizzo.
Wait, how would you trample someone in a wheelchair?
I don't know. It's so awful.
They see me rolling, they hate me.
Yes. It's like, how much worse could you get to celebrate a guy who's trampling a wheelchair bound? What is next?
Yeah, that's fucking bizarre. Then she kicked a puppy. Bizarre.
Then she brought up
a... didn't kick a puppy, but that's what's next. I hear you. I'm like, don't tell me that. Don't take a wheelchair, fine, puppy.
Like, Jesus Christ, Lizzo. Like, what? But also this one again, it's like, did they bring him on stage specifically because they liked his work in the crowd trampling the woman in the wheelchair? I don't understand. You're just like, oh my God. The next thing that comes out is going to be like Lizzo steals food from orphans. It's just so, it's comically...
I will say this, though, that is eyes and ears everywhere in practice. Like, if Travis Scott didn't know that people were literally getting trampled to death right before his eyes, how did Lizzo even know about this audience altercation?
Yeah. Yeah. What?
Eyes and ears everywhere, gals.
Really good point. Really good point. So, okay, what do you think is going to happen now? I think that Lizzo's fans, I mean, this is what happened. Lizzo sort of... I don't want to say she made a deal with the devil, but she put all her eggs in one basket. Super feel good, super sensitive. We're all valid. We're all worthy kind of, you know, groundswell that's been mounting since Trump became president.
Digestion music.
Yeah, it's the yogurt commercial music. So yeah. She has built her whole career around that. And the thing about doing that is those people are going to be the quickest to turn on you when you aren't completely in lockstep with their values. This is why you can't really make art like predominantly through the lens of an ism or a value system.
Through an iso.
Yes. Yes. Lizzo. Yes, yes. But do you know what I mean? Like, it has to come from a real place of inspiration inside of you, which I'm sure at the beginning of her yogurt music journey, it was. But it's now transitioned into this place where, like, her debut album, every single song was just like, yeah, perfect. And you're just like, oh, my God, I can't. So I just think, I don't know, cautionary tale for all of us creatives out there.
Yeah, just make mean music if you're going to be mean, just so we all are on the same page about who you are.
Or just like make stuff that don't make stuff that adheres so perfectly to an ideology. That's not really art. It's kind of like a different thing. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, so you're basically saying that like she's like manufacturing pop music.
But everyone's like, manufacturing pop music. She's doing it all within a really narrow ideology of body positivity and radical self-acceptance. Which,
yes, yeah, that's right. She was the soundtrack to the Barbie movie.
Do you know what it should be? It should be that those things are great. Body positivity is great. Self-acceptance is great. These should be passengers in the car. They shouldn't be driving the car of your creativity. And like when you're making everything through a prism like that, it's not going to be that compelling. And it's going to really, really backfire if you put one foot out of line. You know,
I mean, it's almost like maybe in her own Taurus dictator mind, she is being subversive because she's like playing the opposite game. She's like, I know, I'll say the opposite. I mean, I feel like the other thing, like other than body positivity, the rest of her songs are like me and my girls. It's all about like me and my girls are coming to be the hottest at the club, no matter what size we are. It's all there's so many like us girls like are coming for you. And it's like actually she and her girls, meaning maybe, I don't know, her tits and Charlene Quigley are the girl. Like, it's just like what girls? Like not literally, your dancers, not your dancers.
Her army that she's issuing orders to.
That's like wild. I mean, I'm looking. So I was just looking right now. Like, did Lizzo respond?
I don't think so yet. Not yet.
She's gonna.
I feel like. Sheesh. The only way for her to go from here is to completely recalibrate and be dark Lizzo. Like,
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think she's just been playing the opposite game for sales this whole time.
Yeah, like, admit that when you said that you're your own soulmate, you literally only meant yourself, you not meant anybody else.
Yeah.
And all of these songs are about you because you actually are delusionally self-confident. Not yep. delusion. And I'm not saying delusional because of the way she looks or anything, but because no one is that self-confident.
Well, it's delusional because you can't act like a fucking asshole. Like, first of all, people that act like fucking assholes aren't confident, especially yeah. if you're doing, I mean, that, right. Like the show that she had, the reality show was basically, it was like all about like that, the show that the judge was on. It's like, it's all about like,
watch out for the big girls.
Watch out for the big girls. It's all about like finding, put a pin in that. I have a funny story about that, but it's all about finding like my tribe and like finding the girls that we're going to like empower. It's like, can you imagine going on that show and thinking that you had like the break of your life and then like being like swept into this like peer pressure hellscape? Like, fuck.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Yeah, behind the scenes, she's mean as fuck.
Oh my yeah, God. That's like auditioning people for the Holocaust. Who wants to come to Auschwitz? It's like, oh my God.
Oh Jesus. Yeah, it's like she hasn't come out or said anything and no one has come to her defense. Like
fuck.
The only thing that I've seen, the only thing that has come out is people being like, yeah, she was an asshole to me too. You
wow.
know, like,
yeah, damn.
So I just think she can, the only thing there is for her to do is pivot into being like almost a shock jock type personality. Like just do some music where you're just like, I don't give a fuck. I am who I am. I don't care if it gives you confidence because I'm confident. And it actually was never about the rest of you to begin with. You fucking losers.
Yeah, I think it's like either that or she has to claim that she's been in some secret active addiction this whole time and like not in her right mind or something.
That could work too. That could also work.
Those are the only two options. Yeah, either she goes dark Lizzo or she's like, oh my God, okay, you guys, the truth is I've been on Oxycontin or something.
Yeah. But Oxycontin,
I know, you think it would chill you out. I don't know. My mom's pretty mean on painkillers, as we found out, so you never know.
Okay, what can you tell us about the astrology besides that she's a super Taurus?
So welcome to the chart of Melissa. I think in honor of Raquel, we should start calling her Melissa.
I know, it's funny their name's Melissa, not Elizabeth. I thought Lizzo was short for Elizabeth or a variation of Liz, you know?
Right. No, I guess it must have gone from like Liz to Liz.
Yeah.
And that's probably the origin story of that. But Melissa Jefferson is a Taurus sun, conjunct her Jupiter, conjunct her Mercury. Now, a few interesting things about this. Number one, sun conjunct Jupiter personalities are larger than life. And I don't just mean big girl. Anybody that has sun conjunct Jupiter, Jupiter is the planet that expands everything, that magnifies everything. So that with her son, she does have, and that probably is where the confidence she has, part of where it's coming from. She has a larger than life essence. And then her Mercury is there too. So she thinks big, she walks big, she talks big. Everything about Lizzo is meant to be big, right?
And she, am I right in saying she's on the cusp with Aries for her son as well?
It's not like she's an early degree Taurus. She's a 7-degree Taurus, but so that she's 7 days into the season. So she's not
okay.
really a cusp, but she's a young Taurus.
Okay.
Trine, her sun, Jupiter, Mercury conjunction in Taurus, is her moon conjunct her south node in Virgo. Virgo moons are exacting. They are perfectionists. What makes them feel safe inside? Like having all the T's crossed, I's dotted, dancers looking perfect in whatever her version of perfect is. And everything needs to be right. Everything needs to be, ironically enough, like as healthy as possible. Don't eat the banana just because it's healthy. It's in her pussy. The other interesting thing about this is that her moon is exactly conjunct her south node in Virgo. So not only is that Virgo moon her comfort zone, I want everything to be perfect and I want everything to be exactly as I envision it. And I will work my ass off to get there. And I want to be around people that are working their ass off to get there. But with her south node there, it is also where she's coming from like a past life, like mastery perspective. And she's actually meant to be moving away from that. Like her soul's mission is actually to become more Pisces with it. You and Lizzo were born the same year. You have the same nodes, south node in Virgo, north node in Pisces. So she's actually meant to be a little bit less
exacting and punishing.
Yeah. And like dictatorial.
Yeah.
She's meant to be more like go with the flow, artistic, spiritual. And so I think we are seeing a conflict, like we're seeing her inner conflict with where she's coming from, what makes her feel comfortable, but actually versus like where she's meant to go. Also, per your point, you're talking about how she's kind of making yogurt music. What is more Virgo moon south node than yogurt music? But it's like what she's actually meant to be doing as an artist is to be more Prince about it, is to be a little bit more fluid with her style. And like at her best, she lets go of some of that like earth energy and has many phases and goes through all different, you know, the artist formerly known as Lizzo. Prince was actually a good sort of
blueprint
for her. Right.
Yeah. Now, do you know what? She's got the same confidence level as Prince, but because she's a woman, they had to, like, we as a culture had to politicize it and make it like, wow, yes. How is this overweight woman so confident? It's like if we listened to Prince's music and turned that into a short guy positivity movement. You know what I mean? Like that's exactly what went on here. And if Prince, if Prince had leaned into it and started making music like, I'm a short guy and it's okay because I can reach a pussy anyway. You know, like if he had gone that direction, and if she, so I just think that's such a perfect analogy,
mentor, like, for her. Yeah,
he needs to Prince it out. Like,
yeah,
be the darker person that you obviously are, according to this lawsuit, and like come back to a place of creativity, not a place of this garbage mainstream body posi movement that is, you know, definitely beneficial as a whole, but also pretty flat artistically.
Right. Well, and it's also interesting because I'm looking at Prince's chart and Prince has a Pisces moon. So actually, like when Prince died, Lizzo's mentor died, and like she could have used a large dose of Prince this whole time.
Oh,
because
my
he
God,
would have been encouraging her to just keep like reiterating and sort of be the master of all things, which means, I mean, the thing about Prince that no one says is like he's making all this like sex music and it's like Prince anyway.
What
I don't know, Prince strikes me as queer.
He's not.
Really?
Yeah, he's just flamboyant. That's what's so cool and interesting about Prince. Like,
right. Well, right, that Pisces moon shit.
Sarah, he invented Carmen Electra. Like,
wow.
How do you get straighter than that? He literally just like collected and had sex with the hottest women of the past century, like over and over and over again. Like he is so straight, but he contains multitudes. And that's what's so interesting about him. And I think
you're right.
If he was still with us, he would have been like, Lizzo, you get one yogurt song per album.
You know, like, totally. Yeah. Take some risks.
Because the first song of hers, the way that I found her and why I was on her so early was this song she wrote called Phone. And it's about getting drunk and losing your phone at the club. And it's
ironic, Lizzo.
I know. And, and making your employees eat bananas out of orifice. No, it's
that
not
at least
that,
would be an interesting song.
Yeah.
Talk about subversive. Talk about the truth, Lizzo. It's not you and your girls. It's you and your girls catching dildos that are flying out of people's vaginas.
Yeah. But that first song, Phone, it was catchy. It was different. You could not get it out of your head. It was funny as shit. She's funny in the music video. And I was just like, oh my God, I love this girl. This girl is awesome. And that was why I interviewed her. And like, I had reached out and asked for that interview, which like doesn't happen a lot with up and coming people. And she still had no fucking time for me. It was really funny.
Right. But she should have been so lucky that somebody was on her that early.
But I mean,
or grateful.
It's easy for like me to feel that way, but I also have never dealt with random
people.
She's
like, bitch, I got Prince on the line. Who are you?
Right. Exactly. She's like, oh my God, why am I standing in a field talking to this idiot who's clearly drunk? You know, like it was a festival, but anyway.
But she and Prince have really interesting synergy real quick, because Prince's son is on her Venus and her son is on his Venus. So they had they really saw the beauty in each other. His losing Prince was a real loss for her.
Yeah. She needs to get back to the her that, I mean, she doesn't need advice from me. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but if I had my druthers in terms of the music that I want to hear, I want to hear her go back to the stuff that made Prince fall in love with her, you know, like like that song Phone. It was so cool and funny and brash. It wasn't you're your own soulmate, you know, it wasn't like this feel good Sex in the City end credits movie, not the series garbage.
Right.
You know?
So, right.
I just
this
think
this is what it sounds like when the dancers cry.
I'm looking forward to what's going to happen next for her. I had lost interest in her because her music got so trite and silly and feel good. But now I'm like, all right, let's see what happens next.
Two other interesting things about her chart that I would be remiss not to mention. Number one, she is a 29 degree Leo rising. So that's that confidence that you see where she's just, her rising is like the last degree of the most royal performative sign with Lilith on her ascendant. In her, it's slightly in her 12th house. So it's not on, she's not conscious of it, but there is like an inner angry sexual, I mean, you're a Lilith in Venus too. Like she thinks that she deserves fame. She thinks that she thinks when she's like getting the girls to touch the stripper's boobs, that she's like being, you know, like I was saying before earlier, like the reason I'm sexually liberated is because I'm Lilith rising. It's like there is a sexual liberation piece to her that she might feel is like, she might feel like she's like getting everybody to have a little more fun when actually it's like, Lizzo, you're completely ignoring like people saying no.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Could totally see that. Just not understanding people's social cues and not understanding that everyone doesn't have fun the same way that she does, because the best, like in her own mind. She's like,
exactly.
I wouldn't every single person want to do exactly what I want to do all day, every day.
Exactly. And also like Lilith is the archetype that represents like the dark subversive feminine. So I think that she's being sort of led by this dark part of herself, but then, you know, in her persona, because like her legacy is Taurus, but her rising, the way that she meets and greets the world, is as at the last degree, the most mature degree of Leo, with Lilith there being like, I deserve fame. Let's all fuck around. Go do something naughty. Come on. Come on. You know, just don't make me look bad. And so that's sort of interesting. I also think it's worth noting that two other things worth noting. Her Venus, it conjunct her Chiron, which you actually see in a lot of musical artists. Taylor Swift has this as well. When your Venus is conjunct Chiron, you can get a lot of like inspiration out of like love wounds or beauty wounds or whatever. It's in her 10th house of her public image, her career. In this case, I think that Venus conjunct her Chiron is also showing in the area of like, you know, it's in Gemini. So it's her dancers, it's the other people with her, her local community. So she's actually creating wounds and having a hard time connecting with the people that she's publicly working with.
You can say that again.
She's having a hard time. Now, the other thing too, is that this is all coming out on this full moon in Aquarius. The moon, almost to the exact degree, was on her Mars in her sixth house, her everyday routines, the way that she does her day job. She's a Mars in Aquarius. So she's actually cold. Like when she's working or when she's like, you know, the way that she fights isn't really like thoughtful or like she's sort of working on behalf of Aquarius, the show. She's working on behalf of the show. She's working on behalf of the larger image, on behalf of the crowd, but she's not that emotionally connected to a lot of what she's doing. And it's in the Virgo house. It really is about a perfect image. It's about making whatever they're doing publicly perfect. And Leo rising is Leo and Aquarius are square, Taurus and Scorpio. So she has a lot of sort of inner tension within her chart. She's very square energy. So she's, you know, the part of her that wants to be this like bit larger than life, wholesome. Everybody is welcome to come on the dance floor and take your girls out. We don't even need men. They're lucky to see us, is square, meaning in a creative conflict with the part of her that actually wants things to be perfect and look perfect. And so, yeah, she wants to present this image of like, you go girl, when actually she's like, you go away girl, you get the fuck out of here girl, you're fired.
Right. I don't even think that she does want to be wholesome. I just think it happened and she's rolling with it because she knows it's kind of what her job depends on and what her depends on.
What does a Taurus want more than anything? Security. So she's right. Yogurt makes the money. We're doing yogurt.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. Now, out of curiosity, just for funskies, I also pulled up Charlene's chart.
Oh, God.
Charlene Quigley. Sun in Cancer. Moon in Leo. So if the claims against her are like, she's just like saying kind of mean shit and like proselytizing her religion and won't get off certain subjects, even if it's inappropriate. I mean, it's very Cancer Leo. And then Quigley has her Mars in Scorpio conjunct her Saturn. So it's like, yeah, that can manifest, and that's not for everybody, but that can manifest as a very abusive, warlike energy. She also has her Chiron in Gemini. So like, these are two women that like, don't necessarily get along with their peers.
Who, her and Quigley?
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't seem like they do at all.
They really don't. The other kind of wild thing is that Lizzo is having her Jupiter return right now. You can see Jupiter's on her Jupiter, but it's conjunct Uranus in Taurus. So actually, usually when you have a Jupiter return, it's like this big lucky moment. Something comes to fruition, or there's just like, it's an abundant moment. But in this case, because Uranus is there, yeah, there's an abundance, but it's not a good thing. It's a shocking thing. It's like coming out of left field, probably in her mind. And then she's like, wait, what? But it's abundant, it's loud, it's big, it's public, but it's not necessarily the kind of abundance she's looking for.
Yeah.
Abundancers suing you.
Yeah. So what do you think, based on the astrology, is going to come from this lawsuit?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, Venus is in retrograde right now, moving through her 12th house. Then we're going to have a Mercury retrograde in Virgo in her first house with her moon. So I could see her coming out with a statement being like, fuck all y'all. And then I could see her backtracking it for the sake of her career. And then either I think you're right, like either rebranding as Dark Lizzo or blaming it on something and try. I'm checking out at 1 p.m. I think that this could. I mean, Neptune right now is sitting on her North Node. So there's a possibility that this is a really transformational moment and she actually could start. I mean, I would hope that she starts getting messages in her sleep from Prince being like, hey, girl, you need to completely redo the brand. Are we gonna one can hope. Also, Saturn is moving through her seventh house in Pisces, and so she is going through a really hard time with people that she has contractual relationships with. I think when Saturn moves into the eighth house in her chart, we could see that this does actually hurt her money. I think her money is going to take a hit.
Yeah, she's definitely going to have to do a payout for this.
Yeah. And I think if anything, like North Node in Aries now, it's still in her ninth house. I think if anything, like she could disappear for a while. She could go live in, maybe she should live in Amsterdam. It sounds like they're kind of doing the kind of shit that she wants to do.
Yeah. She, like, for her to come, she is going to have to disappear for a little bit. And for her to come back, she's going to have to like go on Joe Rogan or something.
Yeah. You know, like, I mean? She, like, she's going to have to completely, that Venus, the post Venus retrograde, Mercury retrograde in Virgo on her South Node, on her moon, her whole first house, there's going to be a lot of talking that she does to try to clean this up.
Yeah. And she can't come back in the same brand that she has been. Oh man. Yeah. You know what? We know what's really going to take a hit. The royalties for her music. Like, thank God the Barbie deal went through already, because no one, like, her, probably her main source of income, I'm just guessing and speculating, was not even touring. It was probably people paying to use her songs in TV shows, movies, and yoga commercials.
Well, so, like, in a way, that's what she made it for. That seems like that's the creative, like, aim.
Yeah. So now that, like, her music is going to be tainted now for those feel good kind of projects, and she's not going to have that stream of income.
The other really wild thing is, like, we're talking about her Jupiter return with Uranus, all of her Taurus stellium, like her MC, her legacy, her career is in Taurus, but her stellium is in the ninth house. What does the ninth house represent? Expansion, growth, travel, legal issues.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. So, like, I could 100% see this lawsuit at least. I mean, I think you're probably right. Like, hopefully, I mean, for her sake, hopefully it settles out of court. But I, you know, I love to watch a live trial. I sure hope this goes to trial and I will watch every fucking minute of it. But yeah, this is a moment where it's like, I thought I was going to be, after the Barbie movie, like, truly larger than life in her royalties, with her luxury, really cementing herself in the biz, expanding her life from that place. And instead, what we're getting is a lawsuit. And Mars is in Virgo right now. She's a Virgo moon. So there is a tension. And Mars is coming and kind of fighting with her security, her safety. First house moon, her sense of self. Second house, South Node, and her business. And even famous Virgo Beyonce last night didn't give her the shout out she usually does and didn't even do the song that they did together.
Who, Beyonce?
Yeah.
I know. Did you see that she took Lizzo's name out of the song that she usually says her name in?
That's what I'm saying. She removed her from her show immediately.
Yeah.
And so this is a really painful Virgo moment. Mars is in Virgo and she is getting attacked, or she feels like she's getting attacked.
Oh, wait, someone said this was June in Amsterdam. So maybe it's not true. It might be fake news, the Beyonce thing.
What?
That she, this video of her not saying Lizzo's name is from Amsterdam.
Oh, oh my.
In June.
Should I just cut that whole part?
No, it's good to keep people abreast.
Wait, I saw it as, it came up as like news. Maybe they're just now that's like,
well, it came up on social media, so it's not fact checked.
Well, no, mine came up as I didn't see it on social media. I saw it on Us Weekly, which I don't know what you call that, but Beyonce skips over Lizzo's name during Break My Soul performance following sexual harassment suit posted 59 minutes ago. Beyonce appeared to make a statement at the Renaissance World Tour following the sexual harassment allegations against Lizzo. During her Tuesday, August 1 performance in Boston, Beyonce, famous Virgo Beyonce, I added that, famous Virgo Beyonce skipped over Lizzo's name while performing the song Break My Soul, the Queen's remix.
Okay.
So yeah.
So she did do it that way, but she was apparently also doing it in June in Amsterdam. So maybe she knew the lawsuit was coming or something. Ooh.
I love that she repeated Erykah Badu's name four times instead of mentioning Lizzo.
I know, because Erykah Badu.
I would take Badu over Lizzo any day.
Badu is mad at her right now, too.
What? Badu's mad at Lizzo or Beyonce. It.
It's so boring, but she just posted something like, oh, she implied that Beyonce was stealing ideas from her because she wore a wide brimmed hat. It's so dumb. It's
wow. Okay. Yeah. That's a little bit. Yeah. Everybody needs to journal. Everyone needs to journal.
I think I might've found my interview with Lizzo from 2017.
Oh my God. Reveal.
So hold on. Let me just listen real quick and see if this is what it is. It's an audio file. Oh my God. It's even better. It's an old psychic reading from 2017.
Wait, what? Oh my God, send.
I guess I secretly recorded it.
Oh my God, like her dancer, you're fired.
I know. Why don't I have the Lizzo one on here? I'm so annoyed. And I guess I never published the interview because
you were like, this was so mean. I don't even want to remember.
I know. Sometimes I do that when people are mean to me. I'm just like,
same.
I'm going to
block it out.
Yeah, file this away. Like, obviously, if you're going to be that rude, you don't need the press. So I got the free concert tickets. I'm just going to write about someone else who wants to be written about, you know.
You won't break her soul.
Yeah. She won't break her own. Or her dancers might break it.
Whoa. Yeah, I mean, break me off a piece of that banana. No. So the last thing I'll say is it is the Aquarius full moon. Everybody come to the moon yule tonight. I will put a link in the description, but I do have our favorite Brittany Oracle deck. She's an Aquarius moon. So I'm thinking maybe we should pull a card for Lizzo via ultimate pop star who doesn't hurt a single person in the world, Britney Spears, and see what her soul has to say about this Lizzo situation. What do you think?
Sure.
And the Aquarius. Okay, so I'm going to shuffle. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
We got the...
I can't see it.
The Forest Fairy.
Forest Fairy? What does that have to do with Britney Spears?
Well, we'll find out. 29. Okay. Wow. Forest Fairy. Brittany's spirit for Lizzo. Everyone needs time to themselves, including the princess of pop. When it comes to much-deserved rest and relaxation, Brittany keeps it low-key. Trips to Hawaii, horseback riding, swimming in the ocean, and enjoying the beauty of the great outdoors. When you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or tired, there is nothing like getting outside and grounding yourself in nature, something Brittany can definitely attest to. Channel Forest Fairy Brittany when you need to hit the pause button and reunite with your sense of childlike wonder.
This is advice for Lizzo?
Yeah, I think she's saying, Lizzo, you need to hit pause and like get back to like, I mean, double earth, get back to nature, like go on a hiatus, be silent and like reconnect to your actual soul, my dude. Like you're acting like a jerk. Even if like this lawsuit doesn't become anything bigger, it's so embarrassing and seems true to whatever degree that she's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Even she's saying like, take a break, go ground yourself in earth, walk on the grass with bare feet and breathe in the natural beauty to remember that like you're a human being on planet Earth. And, you know, there's a lot of things to be grateful for and just get cool, like be loving. Take a break.
Okay. Yeah, I think she should. She's definitely going to take a break. And I really hope she comes back as Dark Lizzo. And I don't think she's going to magically become a nice person, but I think her music's going to get better.
I mean, the most we can hope for is like literally the artist formerly known as Lizzo.
Yeah, Prince wasn't nice. He was really mean to a lot of women specifically.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Sinead, so they have that in common.
I think he assaulted Sinead O'Connor.
Okay, that's extremely uncool.
Yeah, Sinead O'Connor said Prince became violent after she turned Nothing Compares to You into a huge global hit.
Why? Was that his song first?
Oh my God, Sarah, do you not know about Prince?
I don't really. Yeah, I was never a huge Prince fan.
Oh, you need to rectify that like ASAP.
I will go out to nature and listen to Prince. But also, like, I love that I know it because of Sinead. Girls first. I am, unlike Lizzo, all about the girls.
Nothing Compares to You, Sinead's version, is one of the few cover songs that is 900 times better than the original. But the original is also fun to listen to because it's got such a different tone. And
I've ever heard it. I'm going to listen right now.
Yeah, I really like the Prince version and I really like the Sinead version. But yeah, he didn't like that she made it so popular. And after he died, she seemed to step up her verbal attacks against, this is the Daily Mail, so obviously they hate women, against him, telling police investigators Prince was into devil worship and a woman beater. Devil worship, what? She told investigators from the Carver County Sheriff's Office 2 weeks after Prince died, it's not just drugs he was into, it was darkness, in a recorded interview that was later made public. She told the investigators who were probing Prince's death in his Minnesota mansion, Paisley Park, that the singer had a drug habit for the entirety of his life and used hard drugs commonly. Then in her 2021 memoir, which I think we should read, by the way.
Definitely.
Yeah, I think that would be a really good Patreon book club.
I would love, yes.
Yeah, she went into great detail on the feud, claiming Prince, quote, terrorized her in fury after her 1990 cover song. She wrote that Prince summoned her to his Hollywood mansion, scolded her for swearing in interviews, and harangued his butler to serve her soup, though she repeatedly refused it. She claimed that Prince... yeah, she claimed that Prince suggested airing out their differences in a friendly pillow fight, but then assaulted her with something hard slipped into a pillowcase.
What?
Holy shit. As she tried to leave his macabre mansion, O'Connor said Prince physically blocked her and dragged her toward his car, prompting her to flee on foot to a neighboring home and desperately ring the doorbell, at which point she says Prince backed off. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Well, I will say this. If there's anything macabre, it is Paisley. So
yeah, his mansion is called Paisley Park.
That's pretty horrifying.
It's kind of iconic.
It can be both.
Yeah, it is both. Yeah. Why he became violent. Firstly, Prince didn't like people covering his songs. Secondly, he had all these female proteges and he was annoyed that I wasn't one of them. Thirdly, my manager Steve Farnioli had been his manager and they were involved in a legal case. On top of all this, he was a woman beating and it's asterisked out. She probably said the C word. She's Irish. I'm certainly not the only woman he laid a hand on.
Whoa.
Oh, dark Prince, dark Lizzo. I mean, what do they have in common? Good ass music.
I mean, if there was ever a Prince protege carrying the torch, it is Lizzo beating out here. Whoa.
For people who don't know, Lizzo's social media handles are at Lizzo Be Eating, and Sarah has just sort of synthesized it into
Beating.
Lizzo Beating. Wow. That was your best work. That was your best pun work ever.
And there could have been so many. I didn't do it. But also, if anything, I hope she changes it and just leans in. Lizzo Be Eating bananas.
Bananas were prepared in a very specific way.
How do you think they prepare a banana for a vagina?
I was wondering if they peeled it or not. They couldn't have. Oh. They must have.
They couldn't have peeled it. They couldn't have. No, peeled banana. That would have to be like not ripe.
It would get.
It would be like a Starbucks green banana. If
it would smush in. It would smush.
That's so fucking disgusting to think about.
I know. So I guess they were. And they said. In the lawsuit, they said that Lizzo was also making them catch dildos that the dancers were shooting out of their vagines.
That's just so fucking, I mean, it's, I get so it. Like, gross. If you go to a baseball game, like, yeah, if there's a fly ball, go for it. But it's also like, if you don't want to go for it, like, just, it's all good.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's like, are you kidding? Fucking chill out.
Yeah, it's very weird. Okay. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. If you want to read Sinead O'Connor's memoir with us, which I think we just decided we're going to do, maybe I'll listen to it. Oh, if she reads it, I'm 100%.
Oh my God, for sure. Let's read Sinead. I can't, I mean, obviously we have to read Brittany, but let's read Sinead and we have to read like Jamie Lynn. I do like the idea of doing a whole Brittany book club.
Yeah, we will do that for sure.
Excellent. But and the thing is, yeah, join the Patreon to join book club.
Yeah, join the Patreon to join book club, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. Most of the Brittany books are out of print. You have to get like, you know, special ones. So,
you know what? Whatever it takes.
Yeah. So we'll start with Sinead though. So, okay, everyone.
Yeah, it's in print, so it seems a little easier. But that would be a great tribute to her. I think she would really appreciate. She will be with us in spirit because what other podcast is book clubbing her memoir now? It's all about us.
Who? Sinead? Probably a lot of them are, I would say.
She was pretty major
last week, so I don't think we'll be the only ones, but we will be the best.
Yeah, the funniest and the kindest and the kindest to each other.
Will we be the kindest?
To each other?
Yeah.
Not to everybody, but to the patrons, for sure. Come to the moon ritual tonight. It's going to be so fun. And everyone should moon ritual with us. Thank you, Brittany, for the card, Aquarius Moon. Okay, and yeah, cool. Also come join the Patreon because we are going to do a deep dive on Homewrecker, Ariana Grande.
Yeah. That's very,
cannot
very
wait. Important. Cannot wait.
Yeah.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Bye.
Happy full moon.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.